And this is Michael Crockett, host of Horizontes, the music of Latin America on Sunday evenings from 7 to 10 here at KUTX 98.9. And we have an artist from South America playing at the Cactus Cafe this evening at 8 p.m. He's been here a couple of times before, but now he brings a trio with him, and they're going to play live for us in the studio today. I'm talking about Nano Stern. Welcome, Nano.
Hey, thank you, Michael. Pleasure to be here.
Very nice to have you. Glad to have you back in town.
Third time already.
I know. It's good to have you.
It's because of the ribs. That's why we come.
Oh, is that? Yeah, I know. We've still got some barbecue yet to eat, too.
Some heavy barbecuing to do.
So, you'll be at the Cactus tonight playing music from your new album called 1500 Vueltas. Mm-hmm. And why don't we start with a song? And if you don't mind, maybe tell us a little bit about the song.
Totally. We're going to start with Festejo de Color, which has been featured as a single here in the U.S. And it's a song that speaks about migration in the big scope of things. You know, me, myself, I come from a migrant family. All of my grandparents came escaping from a war. They ended up in Chile, all of them for different circumstances. And I felt really the need to pay tribute to them once the last one of them died 2 years ago. And I would never have imagined that once this record got out, this issue would be so hot around the world. You know? So with all respect and with all honesty, we are able to sing about this issue from a perspective that is our own, from our own little corner of the world called Chile. So we hope that you guys enjoy and more of this tonight. This is Festejo de Color.
Partiendo sin despedida y escapando de una guerra, cruzaste la cordillera, atravesaste el desierto, o tal vez llegaste al puerto sin saber lo que esperaba. Lo cierto es que atrás quedaba el pasado con su muerto. Esa está tu historia, sepultada por el tiempo que no le entrega ni al viento un pedazo de memoria. Nunca buscaste la gloria, imaginaste el futuro, pero en aquel viaje duro que te trajo este lugar, la vida empezó a brotar como la yedra en el muro. Celebro la diferencia y el festejo de color, y te doy la bienvenida con cariño y con fervor. Que se junten nuestras voces pa' que nazca una canción y se trence nuestros pueblos en una sola nación. La 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 la. Equipaje pequeño pero bien guardado, un sueño, desembarco en tu llegada, un suspiro, una mirada, un acento medio extraño, un vestido hecho de paño y el sabor de tu sazón quedan en el corazón por más que pasen los años. Que en tu ruta se han unido y que el tiempo ha convertido en telar de mil matices. Celebro la diferencia y el festejo de color, y te doy la bienvenida con cariño y con fervor. Que se junten nuestras voces pa' que nazca una canción y se trencen nuestros pueblos en una sola nación. La 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 la.
Nano Stern from way down south in Chile in Studio 1A here at KUTX 98.9, along with Patricio Brojas on the bass and Carlos Cortez on the drums. Nano, you come from a tradition. You're kind of a new generation of a tradition of singer-songwriters in Latin America. Anybody in particular that influenced you while you were growing up?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it was part of our everyday life, you know. We are the first generation to grow up in democracy in Chile. We are born towards the end of the dictatorship. We have like 5 years of age difference between us. And those 5 years make a big difference. No, I barely remember the very end of the dictatorship. And therefore, we are able to listen to this music that was forbid in Chile. It was banned, literally. You could be arrested and you could be murdered, you know, for having a record, something as ridiculous as that, you know. And so we're very lucky, we're very privileged, and I think it's a natural step of the development of our history that this music has a new impulse now, you know, 60 years after or whatever. And figures like Violeta Parra, for example, they still inspire us, you know. They are still she was so ahead of anything else that happened, you know, ever since, that she's still kind of the brightest star on our dark nights.
Well, from our recent history as well, we've had singer-songwriters, protest singers, I guess you would say, and one of them seems to have taken you under her wing. Her name is Joan Baez. Tell me how you met and the story behind that.
It's really ridiculous. Crazy situation for me. I would have never dreamed of writing to her and having her answer. You know, it was her that wrote to me and she said, "Nano, I haven't been touring in South America for over 30 years and I was doing some research because I like to know what's going on in each place that I go. And when I looked up Chilean music, you know, your name came everywhere at me and I listened to your record and I fell in love with it immediately. So I would like to invite you to sing along as a guest on my concerts there." To which I, of course, happily replied. It was hard because I was here. I was here in Austin for South By, and I had to go back one day earlier so I would make it. I said, this is going to be something cool, important, I should make it there. So I just changed my ticket and got there on time. We met on the afternoon, we performed at night, and then it was like, okay, so what do we do now? And we went to my house with all of her band and my people, and we were partying till 7 a.m., singing to each other, and it was a really beautiful, lovely evening. For me, a great lesson on humility also, someone like her, you know, just singing in a living room all night long because she wants to. The next day, she came with us to one of my gigs, which was also very unexpected. The organizers of this little festival, they could not believe it that she was there. And ever since, we stayed in touch in a really cool friendship that is developing, still developing. And then I invited her to record on this album, and she was very happy to do so. And so I came again. I came to San Francisco for less than 24 hours in the middle of the recording session of my album. I had to freeze everything and say, sorry, guys, I have to go to California. I'll be back tomorrow, kind of like that. And it was very beautiful. And we sing together a song that I wrote for that. I imagined her voice, and I thought, what can we speak about? And it's a song that goes about water and how water is something holy, actually, than how easy we forget that. And I think she, of course, because of her activist history, but also because she lives in rural California, she understands firsthand how critical it is, you know.
So it was especially these days in California.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you're playing the Cactus Cafe tonight at 8 o'clock. I want to tell people that doors open at 7:30. You want to get a front row seat for this guy. He's wonderful to see. And I hope you will play another song for us.
Ah, no, of course. We're going to play one from my one of my older records. The record is called Voy y Vuelvo, and this one is called Necesito Una Canción. And inspired, crazy enough, by the music, the folk music of the north of France. I was traveling there in Bretagne, and this came about. Hope you guys like it. Solo con el sol enfrente ir a encontrar
las nuevas canciones y las viejas bendiciones que nos llevan de repente a liberarnos de prisiones de ansiedad. Tu silencio ya no me deja ni cantar. Necesito una canción para tocar. Aunque sea triste y aunque diga que no existe lo que antes tú me diste, lo que algún día en mi viste ya no está. Y si es que es feliz, yo volveré a nuestro país. Cantaremos pa' que goce, melodías a dos voces hasta el fin. Cantaremos pa' que gocen melodías a dos voces hasta el fin. Aunque sea triste y aunque diga que no existe lo que antes tú me diste, lo que algún día en mí viste ya no está. Y si es que es feliz yo volveré a nuestro país y cantaremos pa' que goce melodías a dos voces hasta el fin. Hasta el fin. Hasta el fin.
Nano Stern, folk singer and rock and roller from Chile.
Always,
thanks to Cliff Hargrove for the great sound he always puts in the studio. Thank you, Nano, and Patricio and Carlos for coming in and playing for us there at the Cactus Cafe this evening at 8 o'clock. This is Michael Crockett. You're listening to KUTX 98.9.